Can a VPN, for those that are not aware, virtual private network, protect you from viruses?
They seem to give the impression when they put these ads on TV that it can protect you from everything. To put it in bluntly, no, it can't. There is no way a regular VPN can protect you from viruses or malware. When you use a VPN, the maker of the VPN will tell you that your privacy will be safer for not using one because nobody can really see what you're doing. But when it comes to you clicking suspicious email attachments, downloading those sketchy files online, a VPN will do nothing to protect you at all.
So I'm guessing it's a responsibility of us to check whether that website we're browsing on is trustworthy or not.
Exactly right, Lee, because we've always said security is the user's responsibility, not some third-party thing you put on there. Anybody who's listened to the segment knows I've already said that. So, you know, practice safe measures, always check everything you download. And just as people are putting VPNs on their smartphones as well, can I just tell people that causes issues with your mail and browsing on a smartphone? I spoke again to somebody in a large telco store the other day, and in the last 3 weeks, they pulled off over 60 VPNs because people came in and said, I can't get my email down. As soon as you pull the VPN off, everything came back to normal.
Made a difference. Now, some information on iCloud photos. We can now copy iCloud photos to Google Photos, can't we?
Yeah, we can. But Apple introduced a new service that makes it quick and easy for iCloud users to transfer their stored photos and videos to Google Photos, which I'm going to say for a backup is a great idea. If you on Apple's privacy website, and if you just Google that, and I will put a post up about this on my website during the week, you sign in and you'll see transfer a copy of your data option. If you select it and go through all the steps, Apple will transfer your iCloud photos and videos to Google Photos without you actually doing anything. You don't have to. You just sign in and it will do it over a few days. It doesn't remove the contact you've stored with Apple, so you've got a backup copy of it. And it's a really good thing to have a backup copy. As I said, it takes 3 to 7 days. Apple will verify the request was made by you. You must have two-factor authentication turned on your Apple ID account, and you must have a Google Photos account with enough storage to complete the transfer. But a good idea to get a backup of your photos.
Okay, and how long does that transfer process take place again, Richard?
About 3 to 7 days.
Okay.
A lot of people, it's about, you know, I mean, if I transferred mine, I've got about 40 gig of photos to slide over there, but I've already done all that. Mine took about a week to do.
Like everything, we're going to have backups, don't we?
That's right.
All right, and you're going to have a bit of a chat about Google Photos.
Yeah, that's changing. Google Photos has been offering unlimited free photo backups at high quality for 5 years now. They are going to start charging for storage once more than 15 gig on the account has been used. The change is going to happen on June the 1st this year. But at the moment, more than 4 trillion photos. Amazing figure, isn't it, Lee?
It sure is. Yeah.
Are stored in Google Photos. Every week, 28 billion new photos and videos are uploaded. So all photos and documents uploaded before June the 1st will not count against that 15 gig cap. So you've got plenty of time to decide whether to continue with using Google Photos or switch to another cloud provider for your photos. And remember, only photos uploaded after June the 1st will count. Now, Google points out it does offer more free storage than others. You get 15 gig free instead of the 5 gig, let's say, on Apple's iCloud. And 80% of Google Photo users won't hit that 15 gig cap for at least 3 years after that. So you can buy more storage on there as well. I've got a client, Lee, who's uploaded nearly 750,000 photos to Google Photos on there.
Wow.
And Brent would happily pay to upload another 750,000. But no, get that free storage, get the backup. I'd be doing it now.